you doing? Is that one of those draw this dog, go to art school dealies?
No, I'm just sketching. I found it's a great way to relax and unwind.
Boy, those are good, Casey. I didn't know you had hidden talents. You know I do, too. Come here.
What?
Come here. I want to show you something. I've never taken this out in public before. I call it my big buddy. Shh! You shush, relax. It's a book.
Oh, My Big Buddy, yeah. By Roy Pickens. You wrote a book?
It's a children's book. It's the heartwarming story of Ray Wiggins, a husky, misunderstood youngster who learns to overcome the hurtful taunts of his nasty and emaciated classmates. I sent it around to a bunch of publishers. They all said it needed illustrations. You draw pretty good. What do you say?
Oh, no, I don't think I...
Look, Casey, before you say no, just read a couple of chapters. Please?
Well, I guess it wouldn't kill me.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hey. Oh, Casey, listen, I was thinking of renting a movie tonight. You interested?
No, I can't. I'm busy. I'm reading a children's book that Roy wrote.
Children's book? Roy wrote. Okay, that's great. That's fine. Oh, I forgot. I'm busy, too. Faye's opening on Broadway tonight in Evita.
Hey, good morning, Antonia.
Good morning.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. I flushed goldfish perkier than you.
Well, if you must know, I went out with Edna last night.
The big-faced girl.
Brian, stop calling her the big-faced girl just because her face happens to be kind of big. Okay, it's very big. All right, it's the size of a satellite dish. But she has a name, and it is Edna. The big-faced girl.
Well, it doesn't matter what you call her. It's over between us.
So, then what are you so down about? It must be like having a great, great weight lifted off your shoulder. So, how'd you break the news to her? Over the phone or face to...
Actually, she dumped me. She said I didn't satisfy her sexually. She said that she faked her orgasm. Can you believe that? She faked her orgasm!
Antonio, I'm really sorry. I really hate to see you like this.
Well, I better go home. I just want to get rid of any trace of Edna. Maybe one of you could help me. She's got a retainer that takes two guys.
Buddy, we're not going to let you go home and just wallow.
That's right, that's right. You, me, and Joe are going to hit the club car. Come on, boys' night out. What do you say?
Don't you think I know what you're doing? You don't really want to go out with me. You're only offering because you think I'm pathetic and you feel sorry for me. 8 o'clock, okay?
Did you see Antonio here?
No. I guess he's not here yet. Oh, man, what a meat market. I do not miss this scene at all.
Yeah, me either. I was here for happy hour.
How you doing? Hello?
Hi, honey. How do they know?
They know.
Yeah? Okay, yeah, I'll pick up. Right, milk, eggs, anything else?
Oh, come on, I hate buying those things. Okay, I'll see you later.
Hi.
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 Excuse me, are either one of you guys named Dave?
No, speak for yourself. I'm Joe. This is Brian.
I'm Heather. A friend of mine set me up on a date with this guy, Dave. I've been waiting for over an hour, but I guess I have been stood up.
Heather, how would you like to meet a really great guy?
Don't oversell me.
We got this friend named Antonio.
Antonio, what's he got to do with
Brian,
it?
Brian, you know, you were never lucky for me here. Heather, Antonio's girlfriend just broke up with him. He's really feeling low, so Since you're alone, he's alone, maybe you could just, you know, have a drink with him. It'd really mean a lot.
Sure, why not? I'm already here.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. Really nice of you.
Oh, listen, he's here. Don't tell him it was our idea, okay?
Got it.
All right, thanks.
Hey, there he is.
I just came in to tell you I'm not staying.
What? Come on, what are you talking about?
It's too depressing to be all around these women, especially knowing I don't have a shot with any of them.
Hi.
Hi. Anyway, I'm just going to go home. I've started a new Miss Marple, and I want to see how it turns out.
Excuse me. I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I just love your accent. It's Italian, isn't it?
Is she talking to me?
I think so.
Please say something in Italian.
Ho parcato davanti l'idrante. Spero che non venga trenata.
It's so romantic. What does it mean?
I parked in front of a hydrant. I hope I don't get towed.
I hope so, too. My name is Heather.
Antonio.
Well, nice meeting you.
Antonio, would you like to have a drink?
What do you mean?
Would you like to have a drink with me?
What do you mean?
Antonio, I think this lady would like to have a drink with you.
You guys read into everything.
Come on.
Look at him over there.
I know, man. I haven't seen Antonio this happy since he found out he didn't make enough money to pay income taxes.
All right, I'll just bring the car around then.
Okay, I'll be right out.
Listen, guys, I'm gonna take off, so Heather and I are gonna go for a little stroll on the beach.
Oh, really?
Right. What can I say? I mean, you saved my life.
We did a good thing.
We did a great thing.
We are good friends.
We're great friends.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Heather, we cannot thank you enough for what you did for Antonio.
Yeah, we really owe you.
Actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
My rate is $300 a night.
Your rate for what? I mean, you're a... Hi, honey.
Well, what'd you think of my big buddy? Come on, I can take it.
Roy, your book is very, very touching.
Oh, I knew it was good. I knew it.
It really captured how painful it can be to grow up as an overweight child. I'll never forget the part where that bully Frank made Big Buddy cry in front of the whole schoolyard. Though he tried all he could to hold back his fears, he just couldn't stop the flow of his tears. That is very moving, Roy. I can't wait to read the rest.
Thank you. Oh. I just hope that I can inspire metabolically challenged youngsters everywhere. If I can bring a smile to just one little Hershey-stained face.
So, did you talk to Antonio? Is he in yet?
I haven't seen him.
Brian, I cannot believe what we did last night. We
bought a woman.
Don't
say it like that. Did not buy a woman. We rented one.
Joe, this $300 entry in the check register for a Heather James, you didn't write down what it was for.
Faye, that's not Heather James. That's heater jammed. That's a repair bill.
Oh, well, you got ripped off. I could have unjammed the heater for a lot less than $300.
I don't think so, Faye. This particular heater was really, really jammed.
Nonsense. Next time, save your money. Just call me. Sometimes all it takes is one good yank.
Hey.
Last night was unbelievable.
Antonio, we don't need the details.
Hey, for once in my life, I've got details, and you're going to hear them. So, after Heather and I left the club car, we drove to the most romantic stretch of beach on the island. We walked and talked till about 4 a.m, and then I took her back to my place.
And?
She went to bed and I crashed on the couch.
You mean you didn't sleep with her?
Please, she's not that kind of girl. We made a real connection last night. I think it's going to be even better when I see her again tonight.
Tonight? You can see her again?
Well, I sure plan to. Well, in fact, I need to use your phone because I got to see if she's up yet. Call her.
Antonio, you can't see that woman anymore.
Why not?
Relationships turn sour. Love fades. Exactly. You want to end this now while it's still a beautiful thing and everyone's still in the black. Emotionally.
I get it. You guys are just giving Antonio the business.
Yeah, we're giving everybody the business. Well, you heard what he said. He's going to go out with her again. What are we going to do now?
How am I supposed to know? It wasn't supposed to happen like this.
Oh, yes. And what were you thinking, shoving that woman in his face?
Oh, come on. Mia, how was I supposed to know she was a hooker? I'm married. My radar's down.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Joe.
No names.
I have to get back to Boston. If you see Antonio, say goodbye for me.
Heather, there's something I think you should know. Antonio wants to see you again tonight. As a matter of fact, he's in there right now trying to call you.
Sure, why not? He's a nice guy, and I'm free tonight.
Now, when you say free, you don't by any chance mean no charge.
You're businessmen. You own an airline. Do you fly people at no charge?
Well, we do have a frequent flyer program.
Heather, I was just trying to call you. There you are. Listen, I had such a good time last night, you know?
Me too.
Really? Well, that's great. So, then how about going out to dinner tonight?
Tonight? Let me think. Am I available tonight? I'm sorry, Antonio, I can't tonight.
Oh, okay. How about tomorrow night then?
Tomorrow night? Sorry.
I see. I understand. Well, I for a minute there I thought maybe, but what was I thinking? I guess it was very nice to meet. Goodbye then.
Joey, come on.
I know.
Okay, but this is the last time. Heather, tell him it's okay.
Antonio, I'm canceling my plans. I would love to have dinner with you tonight.
You would? Really? That's great. Then it's a date.
A date? You and her?
Oh, I've got an idea. Why don't you two join us? We could all go out together.
Sure, I'd love to.
No. We don't want any part of that. I mean, you know,
you don't want us there.
Well, don't be foolish. Sure, I mean, it'll be fun. Heather, you up for a foursome?
So, Heather, what do you do for a living?
Honey, isn't that a little bit personal?
I just asked her what she did.
What is this, an inquisition?
It's okay. I'm very proud of what I do. I'm...
Come on.
...in public relations. Are you on something? Public relations. Wow, that sounds really exciting. How could I get into something like that? Start having relations with the public. Oh, I have to get this. Excuse me, Antonio.
Okay, well, don't be long.
You know, I am so happy for you, Antonio. She is just lovely.
You know, I don't know, Antonio. I really think you should go back to the big fit. To Edna.
Are you out of your mind? Heather is beautiful. She's smart. And when we walk on the beach, her head doesn't affect the tide. In fact, I'm thinking of asking her to come with me to Italy to meet my family.
Well, are you nuts?
I've got it all planned out. I'm going to take her to the mountains overlooking my village. And there, as the sun sets over the spire of Santa Lucia, I'm going to ask her to be my bride.
And Antonio, you are making a big mistake.
I say go for it. Push, 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 push. Lock it in. Put a ring on her finger. Have a sign of paper.
Finished the book, didn't you? Oh, great. Let me see the pictures.
Roy, I can't draw Big Buddy for you.
What? Why not?
Well, in later chapters, Big Buddy tends to get a little strange.
What do you mean, strange? Like where?
Like here. Big Buddy could take no more, so he split Frank's skull with a 2x4.
What's wrong with that?
Roy, you're telling children that they can solve their problems with violence. I mean, if Big Buddy is upset, why doesn't he just tell a school counselor or something?
Maybe he did. Maybe nothing ever happens when you go talk to the counselor. Don't you see that's what's great about this book? Big Buddy takes action.
Oh, yeah, he takes action, all right. Then firing up his trusty saw, he slashed right through the bully's jaw. They picked on Big Buddy once too often, so he sent them all home in a great big coffin. Roy, seek help.
Okay, let's see. A month in Italy, if Antonio doesn't go too crazy. Comes to roughly 20 grand.
Great. We'll just call a bank and ask for one of their low-interest hooker loans.
Listen, I know it's crazy. Just imagine what'll happen when we have to tell Antonio the truth about the love of his life. It'll kill him. Unless.
Unless what?
Unless he meets another woman.
What other woman?
We hire someone.
Do you just talk or do you ever actually listen to yourself?
Usually, just talk.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Got your page. What's up?
Heather, Antonio is going to ask you to go to Italy with him.
Well, it can't be before the 15th, and I'll have to be back by the 26th, but it sounds like fun.
Well, here's the really fun part. He's going to ask you to marry him.
Oh.
Heather, what should we do here? Have you got any ideas?
Look, you seem like nice guys, but this really isn't my problem. I'm sorry.
Ah, there's my angel. I've been looking everywhere for you. Listen, I need to ask you something.
Antonio, before you do, Brian and I have something we need to say.
Guys, please.
All right. But just remember, everything we did out of love.
Heather, listen, I know we haven't known each other very long, but you have touched my heart in a way no one has for a long, long time, which is why I want to ask you something. Will you come with me to my native Italy? Well, what do you say?
I'm a hooker.
Beautiful and funny. What a package.
I'm a prostitute, Antonio.
When you say you're a prostitute, you mean that as a PR person, you sometimes have to compromise yourself. Hey, it's the same in the cabbie game.
I mean that men pay me for my services.
Me too. Most of my fares are men.
I have sex with them.
That's where we differ. So you really are?
Yes. Yes, I am. Sorry, Antonio. I've got an appointment in Boston. I gotta go.
Would that be a hair appointment? You know what? Maybe we better put off that trip to Italy. Wait. I just have to ask you something, and be honest with me, okay? In all the time we've been together, you never asked me for money. Why you didn't try to charge me?
You sure you want the truth?
Yeah.
Because once in a while, I meet a guy who is so sweet. He makes me forget what I do for a living.
So, Antonio, what did Heather have to say?
Did our names come up?
Why would they?
No reason.
It's over between us, you know. She's too career-oriented for me.
Oh, well, geez, I'm sorry things didn't work out.
Well, you know, in a way they did, because if I can get a great woman like that, you know what that means. I'm back, baby.
Oh, you sure are.
Hey, man. You never left.
Yeah. What do you say we hit the club car tonight?
Hey, great idea. I'm sure there's plenty of women that would love to meet a guy like you.
You're going to have to fight them off.
Okay,
I'll bring the checkbook.